Welcome to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast. I'm Mark Webber. He's still the old same Mark Jonah Jones. He's had a bit of a facelift, though, as has Welsh domestic club football. We've got a new name. I'll talk about that in the next few weeks as we go along and discuss what's going to happen with the new look to Welsh club football. We've got the small match of Europe to tie up in this podcast because the new Saints still playing. Connors Key Nomads both going into a second leg in pretty positive places from my point of view. Both losing their first legs at home, but some great performances nevertheless. Let's focus on the one that I think deserves the bigger attention this time around for me because it's quite an achievement. Connors Key Nomads holding Partizan Belgrade to one goal in that first leg at Rill. Mark Jonah Jones will give us his thoughts in a second, but let's hear from Andy Morrison.
My players, and I'd like to think, you know, they reflect me, and I don't want them going to ground. I don't want them cheating or feigning injury. And George has been, whether it's a punch, it's a slap, there's a strike to the face from the keeper. It's a complete lack of discipline from him, and it should be a red card. You know, like I say, if George goes down holding his face, but, you know, George Haran's been a warrior for 37 years. George is not going to fall to the floor. And that would tarnish his legacy if he was to start doing that, and I would never want him to do that. You know, at the end, you know, lads, you know, it's part of the game now. You've got to go down. We don't go down. We're proper men. We don't cheat. We don't feign injury. And that'll hold us in good stead going into the season and going as we go forward, you know. So incredibly proud of them again. I was devastated after the Kilmarnock game because we were so close. But, Nick, this is a good outfit. This is a very, very, very good team.
You talk about their goalkeeper there. He's actually Serbia's most capped goalkeeper. Yeah, so puts into context the sort of level that we're playing at, obviously.
£14 million, the winger Tadic has had in transfers, you know. So there's a top team, Nick. And you know, we've gone toe-to-toe. And I'd say Lewis has probably had less saves to make than what he did
up at
Kilmarnock. Yeah. So that's testament to our structure, the way we play, and the discipline and the heart of the players, you know, to keep going against, and I'll say it again, a very, very good outfit. You know, I'm really impressed with them. Their quality, their movements, their interplay in tight areas, just how clever they were. But my players equal that with their intelligence. And, you know, I'm not going to pick anybody out because everyone to a man was fantastic tonight. But I just think, again, it reflects me, it reflects my team, it reflects what we're about, the way George Haran played tonight. Mm. You know, he is 37, he's climbing above people in the box and winning headers. He's just an absolute, you know, I'm so proud of him. I really am, because he just embodies everything that I'm about and what I'd like my team to look like. And, you know, I've just been so lucky to have inherited him and then managed to get the very best out of him. You know, he's a leader, and so just incredibly proud of them tonight because I knew how difficult this game could possibly be, and it can get quite messy at times when you're playing very good teams, you know, the fitness levels and how good they are. But we stood to it to a man, like we did against Kilmarnock, like we did against Aberdeen, you know. And we you know, we've had some great praise already, and people have said, like, you know, it's incredible how disciplined and organised and how you're shutting off areas and that. And that's testament to, you know, to the football club and the way we do things. We go across there, and Nick, the key point for me was, you know, I said to the players, we're not going to cross there to fulfil a fixture and be tourists. We're going across there as footballers to stay in the game, to make sure that we go across there with a chance, you know. And they'll go away and they shook our hands, and the management and everything is just sort of with a big smile on their face as if to say, wow, didn't expect that, you know, didn't expect that. So, again, very, very, very pleased with the performance, and we're still in it.
So, Jonah joins me now. Jonah, what did you make of that game?
Oh, Mark, they put up a great performance tonight. I thought the Nomads, they were full of, they didn't stand off as much as maybe in a first leg. They had more of a go. I thought the Insel was a handful up front. In midfield, James Owen, you know, he was everywhere at the back. The back four, I mean, the John Disney, Danny Holmes, George Orrin and Callum Roberts, you know, and the goalkeeper, Lewis Brass, were excellent. They really did put an all-round good team performance in. And don't forget, we're playing Partizan Belgrade, and we've been undone by one ball into the box. I mean, it's one of the few headers what went, you know, begging on the edge of the box, and I think the big substitute who come on smashed it in. But they were just, you know, in every department, we could have had a penalty or two. And the one thing I will say is I just thought that, you know, if you get referees, which sometimes you call homers, well, I got a new name now. This one was an awayer. I thought he gave them everything. You know, Michael Wilde was almost non-existent because every time he went anywhere near anybody, he got a foul given against him. So they weren't allowed to press any physical advantage at home, which they would have been. But great performance again. 1-0 Partizan Belgrade. They're still in the tie.
And there were elements of bad luck. I think you mentioned the referee not really being on Nomad's side a couple of times there. I have to say, when George Horn's face connected with the goalkeeper's fist and the goalkeeper got a yellow card for it, I was thinking I would see a bit more of a red for that. It didn't happen, so they got away with that one. But it does really inspire the second leg. And we know that Nomads and TNS love a second leg. They're not afraid of an away tie. They're not afraid. What have they got to do to win this second leg?
I think, like you said, it's a bit of belief. I don't think they've had they got anything to fear. They created one of the biggest results, if not the biggest result, for the Welsh Premier in their win at Kilmarnock. They've been over every paper. They brought a great publicity for the Welsh Premier League, and look, that goes to show. Like I said, look, this is Partizan Belgrade, and they're the biggest, or if not the biggest team, you know, in their country. Their budget would say, look, I'm just chancing here a bit, but I bet it's 20 times more than at least 20 times more than Connorsky Nomads. So what a job they've all done at Connorsky Nomads. He set them up again. They were full of it. They were full of fire. They were right. I was very surprised the last 10 minutes. You know, Connorsky were more liable to score than they were, and they were having a right go to get the goal back. So, look, Mag, it's a massive task again. But as credit goes, I spoke to Andy last week after the first leg when they got defeated, and he was upset, and I said unlucky, and he said, oh, there's no credit in defeat. But who knows, because defeat is not over one leg in this. Defeat is over the two legs. So, for me, it's a big, long shot. But they're still in the game.
So, 48 hours before, it was TNS's turn in the Champions League. Playing Copenhagen, 2-0. Record crowd, I understand, at Park Hall. Here's Scott Rusko after that game.
We started the game well, second half. A bit more tempo to our playing. It was a decent start. After we told them we'd given too much respect first half, I thought we defended well and did as well as we could do. And we've had the better chances in the game. If you think of the openings that they've carved so open, don't think they did really. We wanted to be in a position that we're still in the tie, and we're still in the tie because it's only 2-0. So first and foremost, credit to the boys, and they stick into how we've set them up and coached them and to be in this tie. So I've got to say that proud of all of them. But when you get decisions that go against you a little bit and think they're a little bit cheap at times, a little pushes in the back and things like that, didn't go our way, but clever opposition. In a football match, you've never got anything to be afraid of. You respect the opposition, and rightly so, because of the players they've got and the manager they've got. But it's going to be a daunting one because of the crowd and the atmosphere, but we can still play. We can score away goals as well. Just a shame we didn't get one of those chances, the three chances that we did get, maybe hit the target. That's all I've asked. Can we hit the target there and make the keeper work?
A judge of the BT Sport cameras were there. Record crowd. It was very good. Lots of travelling Danes as well. Saw some good football. And again, you know, talk about the goals and how they were scored, but this is a second leg that TNS don't have to fear either, is it?
Yeah, well, that's it. We got a Welsh team, you know, being looked at now in Champions League proper, you know, which is fantastic for us. It is, you know, it's what it is. That's why the BT have the contract, don't they? So they have the choice, and I think they've come and sort of started taking a little bit of notice of TNS, and that's a big thing. It's a big thing for our league. You know, it's just a credit that we're being mentioned in big circles now. You know, we're still in the Champions League at this stage. We're only at 2 goals back down to Copenhagen, but that'll be a massive one to pull around, that would, because they are, you know, Danish giants. Let's make no bones about it, Mark. They won 2-0. I spoke to Mike Harris yesterday, and you know, they put on a good performance, but he's still a little bit disappointed, and as ever, he's ever the optimist. He don't think the tie's over.
I suppose the disappointing thing is TNS are not at full strength. They can't call on the full army.
There's still some key players missing from TNS. Blaine Hudson again out with an injury. Chris Marriott out again with an injury. You know, they're key players in their defence, and they gave away a couple of goals, which they might have been a little bit disappointed. Penalty again, which could have gone either way. Bit of a sloppy goal, the first goal. So let's be honest about it, right? It's TNS against Copenhagen. 2-0. We might be a little bit disappointed, but it's not a hiding from the Danish champions. And they haven't been outplayed over 90 minutes in an embarrassing way where they're clinging on. And then you've got Connors Key again against a massive club, Partizan Belgrade, with a fantastic history. If you'd have said 20 years ago, Connors Key were going to play Partizan Belgrade and get defeated 1-0 and were a little bit disappointed, you might have been sending me for some Ed tests, mate. But that's how far they've improved. So, you know, well done. Especially tonight, I thought they were excellent. And a little bit unlucky not to get a draw.
Well, we'll see how both of them go in the next 7 days. We'll be right behind them. We'll be back with another podcast soon, rounding up what they're doing. And we're getting pretty close to the start of the season. In fact, the warm-up, the Amuse-Bouche, starts next weekend when the Nathaniel Cars Cup is moved to an earlier start of August. It's going to get very interesting. We'll have a preview of that. Until then, say goodbye, Jonah.
Yes, it'll all be back soon, Mark. All the best.